Welcome to the Creator Coco podcast. I'm your host, Ian Wambai. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, we'll be talking to online creator Stella Murugi and me, Inan Tensai, about our journeys in creating music and my process of creating my last album, Blender. We also talk about how we find and discover new music. I hope you learn something today that helps you become a better artist.
You can tell me about your music making process. What informs the beats you use? What inspires you? Who inspires you? Yeah.
I've kind of been on this musical journey of trying to make better music. Sometimes you have an idea of what you want to make, or just a kind of like you see. Usually, the influences you have come from other artists and the other music that you listen to. For example, some artists who I really like, or who, when I listen to, I just feel like pulling out the microphone and making music. People like Jaden Smith, he has this album called Sire, S-Y-R-E. Also Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean, just people like that. And there's many others. There's even some Kenyan artists who I really like. And the idea is that when you're trying to make a song, you usually start with, first of all, the intention or just the kind of vibe that you want. And that helps you pick the kind of beats which you're going to end up making. In the past, I've experimented with making beats myself, combining loops. Loops are these small pieces of music which you can take and put together and remix and combine and then add effects on them depending on what you want to make. And these are just basically building blocks of music. I used to make my own beats, but now I use a lot of Apple loops. I add effects and also use my voice heavily. When I started, I was doing more hip-hop because that's where I came from in terms of music. I actually recently went through my catalog of music on SoundCloud. And for a long time, I was not proud of it. Like, I did not feel like the music I made was that nice. But having time to get perspective on what you've made is also very important. Like, you can make something, and in the moment, you don't think it's very good. But if you look at it a year later, that's when you can see basically the value of what you've made. So that being said, I've released a couple of albums. So I started with one called I'm the Villain Now. And so far how it's happened is I found one song which I really like, and then I built an album around it. So I just basically, for that first one, I just compiled a bunch of other songs which I had made together in a collection. But then after I had done that, I was not very proud of it. It's a nice collection of music in retrospect, and I like it. But I felt like I could do a better job. So I tried to do something more deliberate, and that was Blender. And Blender was basically like the quarantine album. I wanted to tell a story, have a vibe, and also kind of create a style of music that is unique to me. Because I didn't want to rap necessarily, although I also rap in my music. I just want to come up with a style that, once you hear that, it's easily identifiable, like a signature. And I was actually very successful in doing that, I think, with Blender. That's partly why it's called Blender, because the style of music sounds like it's my voice blended with all these instruments and more of my voice. So it's just layering my voice on top of my voice. It creates this very deep experience, like when you're listening to it, because there's so much to listen to. I'm always shocked whenever I make some music that ends up sounding nice, because when you start, it's hard for you to think. Like, once you've made a song which you think is good, you're also thinking, is it possible for me to make something better than this? But Blender, I feel, was a bit niche. Like, it's not, okay, for me, it's something I can listen to, but I understand someone else's perspective. If it's something that you're listening to for the first time, for a few of the songs, it's not something that I feel most people or a lot of people will get into and, you know, just start repeating over and over again. So, and when you're making art, it's very important for your art to also connect with people, because you're not necessarily making it for yourself. So for the next album, which I'm working on, I want to take the lessons I've learned from Blender and also combine that with even more of my taste. I feel like the project I'm working on next is much more listenable. I want it to sound like amazing, where you like you have a mix of different kinds of sounds. That's where I am. So what do you think about that? Did you listen to Blender or I'm the villain now? Do you have any opinions?
It's nice to hear your perspective, or like your perspective as an artist on your songs. I've listened to Blender and I'm the villain now. I definitely have favorites in the songs and I can see progress. I can hear progress rather. I feel like the songs that jump out to, for me, or they jump out to me, have been made really well. Even like the sound quality, just how complex the layering is, I really love that. And I also think it's very unique. But yeah, it's nice. Thanks for letting me know about your process. I just want to ask, I like finally got my bed fixed from Blender a lot. And I also loved Falcon Heavy. Finally Got My Bed Fixed is a very superior song, in terms of the quality, the types of instruments that sound like it. I'm not sure that it was digitally made, or it just even sounds like it was in a like a band did it. I don't know, something about it was unique. And also I loved Falcon Heavy, and I also really liked Galileo's Finger and Dancia. Yeah, tell me about them. Tell me more.
So the other aspect of music which I want to be adding in the arts that I make is education. Even if it's not obvious, I want to explore the things which I'm interested in personally, because most of the time when you hear music, especially popular music or music from people who are underground and they're trying to make it, even if they're broke, they're going to try and flex or show how superior they are, or show how better they are. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is a market for that music, clearly. But I want to make music that has an educational aspect. Why can't music have, you know, scientists who are featured? You know, why can't music have something like, I don't know, historians who are making the music or who are part of making the music? So it's not so obvious in Blender, but for example, the Falcon Heavy song, that one was inspired by Elon Musk launching or creating the Falcon Heavy rocket. And the amazing thing is what he was able to accomplish. If you watch the video, so when you listen to Falcon Heavy, for example, it's the story of a rocket launch. It's not so obvious, but when you listen to Falcon Heavy, it starts with a countdown. And that countdown is the countdown to when the actual Falcon Heavy rocket is being launched. I also added the sounds of the rocket itself being launched. So before I start singing, you can basically hear a part where it's just the rocket itself. So there's a part where you hear a rumble, and that rumble is the sound of the rocket taking off. And then after that, the rocket goes, and then the song ends when the rocket lands. So it's kind of the journey of the launch of the actual Falcon Heavy rocket. And if you watch this video on YouTube, you will actually see that it's literally magic what they've been able to accomplish at SpaceX. Thank you. So they managed to launch the rocket, and in the rocket at the end, even at the end of the song, like these two rockets land back. It's like launching a pencil, and then it comes back and lands on the ground using AI and, you know, all these sensors. They managed to do something really awesome. And with Falcon Heavy, I just wanted to kind of pay attention to that moment, because it was a historical moment for us to be able to see that human beings can launch rockets, which can come back from space and then land like a pencil, like upwards without blowing up. So have you ever seen that video, or have you ever seen the Falcon Heavy rocket launch, or what Elon Musk is doing?
Yeah, actually, I noticed that that's a rocket, and there was people cheering. I googled, yeah, I watched the video, it's quite epic. I even saw them returning. I think they were two. Were they two?
Yeah.
yeah, it was cool.
That was amazing. So exactly. So just moments like that, I wanted to capture. And also Galileo is the story of, it's not a story basically, but it's a song about Galileo Galilei, the scientist who was, he was basically punished by the church for trying to think outside the box. And at that time, religion was everything. So if you tried to think for yourself, they would punish you because they had to keep power. And so the song is Galileo Galilei, and that's pretty much it. I think that's what I say throughout the whole song. And it's a shortest song on the album, actually. But yeah, those are the kinds of ideas I want to add. So the more education I can fit in to my music in a way that is digestible, the more I achieve the goals I have. But usually I just, I always end up talking about love in some way, or sex or something like that. Because just sometimes it comes out, it's just what comes out of you when you try to make music. And sometimes it sounds good and you can't get rid of it. So my next album will have more love stuff, but I'll see whether I can fit in some education as well. You mentioned something about the music sounding like it's made with an orchestra or something like that. The other thing that I'm trying to do with my music is also show that making music is something accessible that anyone can do. I also want to inspire other people to think outside the box, because most of the music I hear is just beats which are made on a laptop and then someone's voice on top of that. But I want to show people that using that same laptop or using your iPad or whatever, or even your phone, it's possible for you to make something and actually tell a story. You can put in more effort into your music and make it sound much better, because all the instruments are there on your laptop pretty much. And you don't have to do the same formula that everyone's doing. But that's how I started as well. And I know that some people don't have the resources. A lot of people who do have resources don't think that they can take control over their own music and produce it themselves and do everything themselves. So I want to show other people, or inspire other people who want to make music or who have never thought of making music, that it's something you can do for fun. You don't need to feel pressured to turn into like the next Drake, for example. You can just make music and share it. Although it's always nice when more and more people listen. In the beginning, it's so important to just be able to do it for fun as something that you're doing, just chilling, you know?
So yeah, I get what you mean. It's very easy these days to find also beats from producers, and also like just accessible beats that you can use and layer. Even on, it's what this Audacity, a website like that, where you can also edit your audio. Yeah, I think you're right on that. Yeah.
So when I started, I started by downloading beats from YouTube and then using my phone to do a recording of my voice. And then you put it's basically the most basic version of making music. You find a beat, then you and the fun part of making music is where you're actually jamming to the music yourself. Because the process of making music is the process of listening to music that you like. And then in this case, you have control and you can change, add and remove what you don't like. So after that, I now went to Audacity. So Audacity is that software which you can download. It's like an open source recording software that you can use. and I used Audacity for a while. And that also, it takes more effort because now you have more control. You can add things like a delay, you can add echoes, you can add things like noise removal if you don't have a good microphone. And then afterwards, I got a better microphone and I switched to using GarageBand and also a software on the MacBook called Logic Pro. So Logic Pro is the industry standard. It's very expensive, but I don't think it was worth it because I gravitate more towards the GarageBand way of making music because Logic Pro is like the, you know, the premium version of like it's what producers use basically to make the hits that you hear on the radio. But my songs like Finally Got My Bed Fixed, Plum Brandy, I think even probably Falcon Heavy and a few others were made entirely using GarageBand. And I intend for the next album I'm making to be made entirely using GarageBand. And the cool thing with GarageBand is it's free software. So as soon as you buy an Apple product, I know Apple products are also not cheap. They're not also accessible, at least here in Kenya. But a lot of people have GarageBand when they have iPhones or if you have a MacBook. And it's free software that comes by default. But it's so well made that you can make pretty much anything you want on it. It has limitations. And I like the limitations that it has because it helps me become more creative. Logic Pro is like the Wild West. There you can go crazy and do things. But on GarageBand, there's some limitations. And it's also very portable. So I can just make music randomly around the house. So those are some of the tools I use. Have you tried any other tools? And also, how was your experience making music? What did you think about it? And why did you stop?
Oh, interesting. I didn't know about the Garage. Oh, I think I knew about GarageBand. But Logic, something I haven't even heard of it. So I just started making music through Audacity. I found like a beat. It was interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think life got in the way, but that's just an excuse. But I'll get back to it. Yeah.
Okay. My next question to you would be, how do you listen to music? And what are some of your favorite albums? Do you listen to music in terms of albums or do you have playlists that you like to listen to?
I have albums and playlists, but also playlists are the ones that expose me to new albums or new artists or something. So I also like how Spotify does their playlists in which it's not completely all the songs you don't know. So you can just enter like the playlist because you saw a song that you like. And from there, you can just let them play. And the ones that stand out, you just view album, see how the other songs in the album go. And yeah, you probably fall in love with the album. So I think for me, playlists lead to the albums. And yeah, I love both.